What's that thing? You know, is it a muzzle? A snoz? you know that circle on the face? It looks weird.
You know what's funny is that there is a word for this, and I cannot for the life of me remember what it is either. Welcome, welcome, young and old, kaiju and chibi kaiju.
Yeah, whether or not your voice has, your roar has come yet or not.
Is it your voice has dropped?
Yeah, you've hit puberty, your roar has come.
If your roar has broken, and for all of those who haven't had their roars broken, welcome to Podzilla. This is a show where me, Micah, and my brother,
Jaysia,
good fella he is, we're covering all Godzilla media slowly. Starting with the movies and branching out slowly.
You're saying slowly, but I feel like we've been full steam ahead at the moment because we've got but a few episodes left until we're covering Godzilla X Kong at the end of the month. So it's, man, it's anything but slow over here at Podzilla.
We're racing forward. Jaysia, last week we had our esteemed friend, Hamish, on the show.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Hamish. We will forever remember you in our theme song.
Yeah, we just heard him, actually.
Yeah.
So thanks for still being here to play us in, Hamish. We appreciate it.
It's good to know he's watching over us.
Yeah.
As the resident dad of the podcast, I feel like he didn't actually give us too much information on parenting last episode.
No, he didn't.
So G Commander has actually sent us to the Monster Island playpen.
Well, that's where we are right now.
To have some one-on-one time with the little kaiju.
They're here right in front of us. This is them?
Yep.
Wow. Look at these baby, chibi, super deformed kaiju in front of us.
Super deformed kaiju, yeah. There's a little chibi Anguirus right here.
Oh, look.
Love that guy.
He's all grown up. Why is he still here?
Well, his voice has dropped, but he's still around.
Yeah.
He's still chibi in our hearts. This is a great episode, though.
Yeah, well, before we get into the chibi Godzilla of it all, we need to talk about the Oscars.
The Oscars, baby!
The Oscars. Yesterday, we had a big Oscar watch party. Me and you, Micah, our family, some close friends. We all filled out some ballots. I won. I got, I think it was 22 out of 24 categories correct.
Did you watch every movie?
I watched
that was nominated for anything.
53 nominated movies.
That's wild.
Yeah. The last one I finished 1:30 a.m. the night before the Oscars, but it was worth it. And I gotta say, one of the reasons I won was because I went all in on Godzilla Minus One. I was picking that for VFX, whereas everyone around me, everyone in the room, you, Micah, you're like, the creator's got this. No, get out of here, Godzilla.
No. I was playing both sides.
Here we go.
To be fair, I thought the creator would win. But I was going to say deep in my heart, but no, on the surface of my heart, shown to the whole world, I wanted Godzilla to win. And Godzilla Minus One won for best visual effects.
Godzilla is finally an Oscar winner after 70 years? Seven years.
Oh, 69 technically.
Yeah, sorry, 69.
Nearly
69 years old. He's winning an Oscar. And yeah, the VFX team and the director were all out on stage. They had Godzilla action figures each they were holding. They had Godzilla themed shoes. Did you see these?
I didn't see the shoes.
The Godzilla claws on their heels.
That's great. My favorite part was seeing Takashi Yamazaki, the director of Minus One, sitting in his seats, and when Godzilla was called out by Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Danny DeVito.
Godzilla.
Yeah.
Godzilla. He got up on stage with this little golden Godzilla action figure.
Had
with
a little bow tie.
Yeah. It was fantastic.
Yeah, I'm so stoked for them. You could tell how happy they were to have won the award and almost how like they weren't expecting it, yet they got it.
Yeah, such a great moment to watch.
And it was a bit of a shame because they were trying their best. They were saying like their speeches in English, which I know isn't their native language,
Didn't, they didn't have a translator, but they had sheets of paper with the phonetic English on.
Yeah, and it was a bit of a shame, I must say. I like the Oscars overall. It was a very classy year for the Oscars. wasn't any big surprises, right?
No slaps.
No slaps. But it was a bit of a shame because I feel like they were one of the only groups that were played off with the music while they were being like really emotional and they were honoring the producer of Minus One. I think it was Tsuji Abe, who had passed away this last December. They were like honoring him and then the music came in to play them off. And I was like, come on, Academy. These guys are trying their best to speak English. They're honoring their past
people, important people,
important
members
people
of the team
that helped make Godzilla and their friend, and then they got played off. So it's a bit of a shame.
That's just all awards shows recently. Did you hear, I think it was the Game Awards like last year or the year before, and more time was dedicated to like all the ads for the new games and trailers for even non-gaming products than was given to the actual speeches.
We saw John Cena's abs for longer than the Godzilla team got to speak.
We nearly saw more of John Cena.
Just
like you said, very classy year for the Oscars.
Yeah, it was a great bit. Arnie and DeVito, the Batman bit.
Yeah, the Batman bit was great.
That was good.
I'm Just Ken, Ryan Gosling.
Oh, Messi, the dog from Anatomy of a Fall, clapping in the crowd. Yeah. Did you see that?
I'll give a shout out as well to Jaysha. You have a podcast, 1978.
I do. Too many podcasts.
Too many podcasts where you cover... the history of New Zealand film and cinema.
Yeah.
With some friends of ours, Chris Wetere and Larissa Gray.
Yeah.
They were both at the watch party. But if you want to hear Jaysha and his friends talk more about the Oscars, get over there.
1978. You can also hear them talk about why the creator's going to win and me just being like, no.
Do you think you'll do a post-Oscars episode?
Yeah, I think we have to. I have to have some time to gloat, right?
I'm calling it now. Chris is going to talk for so long about John Cena.
Probably. It's probably his favorite part. Micah, how many Oscar categories did you get yesterday? Because we did this ballot out of 24.
Look, I was sick. I had just come home from a four-hour drive.
Did you get 2 out of 24?
I got 3 points, which is, 2. I can't even remember who I voted for.
I saw you voted for Perfect Days.
Yeah, multiple times.
Another Japanese Toho produced film.
That was great.
That sadly was snubbed.
I made the mistake of voting for what I wanted to win rather than what I thought would win. Not creator, I wanted Godzilla to win.
That's
I was playing both sides for that
one. With your heart, but you didn't choose Godzilla. Well, anyway, I mean, the Oscars was awesome. I'm so stoked for Toho for Godzilla.
Yeah, dude. I'm sorry, Chibi Anguirus is getting sick of all of our Oscar talk over here.
Yeah, Micah, I'm looking at my iPad right now, and my eyes see Chibi Godzilla, not Oppenheimer. Chibi Godzilla. You get this Oscar bit I'm doing? And my eyes see Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
Al Pacino.
Go on, you Al.
Al Pacino. My eyes see Chibi Godzilla, Micah, because we are talking today about not one, but two Chibi Godzilla animated shows,
yeah.
Shows?
Short form shows.
Yeah, and if you're not aware, Chibi Godzilla is a kid-friendly version of Godzilla who first appeared in, I think, a book, like a 2018 picture book for kids.
Mm.
And it was this redesigned little Godzilla. Green, he had bumps instead of scoots. He had a white little, is it called a muzzle? What's that, like spot?
Where's Schnoz.
Face, mouth area. He had a white mouth area. He looked very cheapified.
Man, his mouth area is looking so good.
Chibi Godzilla's mouth area is pretty white, you must say. And before, previously on the show, we've covered Godziland, Go Godziland and Adventure Godziland, which were animated kids Godzilla shows featuring chibi versions of the characters from the Heisei era.
Yeah, but these ones, they're now classed as the chibi characters.
And I think the Heisei era Godziland ones were super deformed. That's why we make that joke, they're referred to as the super deformed Godzilla characters. These are the real chibi Godzilla characters. And from 2018, there's just been so many books, picture books that have come out about this new cast of Chibi Godzilla characters. There's been a whole lot of plush toys. There was a music video, Micah.
Toho, I didn't see this. Listeners, I did see this. through the dark web.
Chibi Godzilla dance. And it's featuring your man, Micah, famed Japanese comedian Yoshio Kojima.
Who is this?
I think he's...
Is this the first piece of chibi media to come out other than the books?
I think there were a few like real short clips that were released to promote the picture books and to like promote going to the movies.
Okay.
But this was the first like substantial piece of... Yeah. Online media.
I jumped into the Discord because I was driving and in a different city, but I came back and I opened up Discord. I'm like, man, these guys have done tier lists. A lot of members of the Discord did tier lists of all their favorite chibi characters.
Yeah.
And there's all these chibi characters. There's one animated human character from the first show, I'm Home, Chibi Godzilla.
Yeah.
But then there's just this dude with a Speedo.
I feel like our Discord... got very not suitable for work for a while as we're just posting photos of this Japanese comedian who is famous for appearing only in a Speedo and I think humping the ground. I think that's his thing. So who else to get in your kid-friendly Chibi Godzilla music video where there are literal children dancing?
Yeah, this is wild.
Than to have this guy that's known for humping things, right?
Yeah.
Who better?
Who better?
And I guess
I'm shocked that there were so many kids just dancing with just... nearly a meter away from them,
from
a dude with no, like, the most hairless man I've ever seen.
And it stands to reason why this video has been taken down everywhere online. You cannot see this video anymore. I got a copy of this video. I tried to upload it to the Podzilla channel. I was like, man, Podzilla, we're all about promoting Godzilla media. We give the people what they want, right? We recommend things that we think are notable. Who else, like, this is, we have to do this for the people. We have to re-release this Chibi Godzilla
fans. Yeah.
I uploaded it within seconds on YouTube. I got a takedown warning.
DMCA.
Yeah.
Wow.
Completely blocked in all territories.
So most of you won't have the chance to hear the awesome song. How's it go?
Chibi Godzilla. Great dance moves.
Great dance moves from Chibi Godzilla.
I'd love to recreate this sometime. Me in the Chibi Godzilla suit.
No.
P fans dancing all around us.
Yeah, we'll do paper, scissors, rock. And one of us will have to have the most embarrassing. First, they'll have to wax themselves.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
One day.
I don't know if I recommend tracking this down, but if you want to, Chibi Godzilla dance, find it.
Find it. Somehow.
Let's get into the proper Chibi Godzilla shows, because first off, there is I'm Home Chibi Godzilla. And I won't do like a synopsis for these because I feel like it's pretty simple. But
should we go the old-fashioned Podzilla synopsis?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm Home Chibi Godzilla.
Yes,
please. Is about Chibi Godzilla.
Yes.
Coming into a home and like flatting, rooming with Satomi.
Yeah. Young just this human Japanese girl. Lady.
Yeah. And they're just having fun.
She's teaching him life skills.
Yeah. Just going about their days. This show is wild because it is two seasons. I think like 25 episodes all up.
25 30-second episodes.
They're 30 seconds. Which if you do the math.
And I feel like half of that is the intro and outro song that gets very repetitive.
Yeah. If you're skipping the intro and outro, it takes like 10 minutes to watch two seasons of the show in its entirety, which is amazing.
Yeah. But this show, I'm Home Chibi Godzilla, came out first season in 2020, season two in 2021. And it's, yeah, exactly that. It's 30 seconds each episode of Chibi Godzilla learning something.
Mm.
Learning something about the big old world around him.
Or doing something fun. In one episode, he wants to be the king of the monsters, so he jumps off a sofa onto the ground, makes a big stomp, and Satomi's chicken nugget or deep fried nugget or something falls onto the floor and it becomes too dirty to eat, but she eats it anyway.
Yeah. In another episode, you have Satomi lighting candles on a cake. No, Satomi doesn't even light the candles. She brings out a cake asks Godzilla to light the candles with his atomic breath. He does, and then he's told to blow it back out again because it's his birthday.
Yeah.
And he's like, what's the point? I just lit the candles. Why do I blow them out? And that's the episode.
Yeah.
It's like not long enough to be anything substantial. And I feel like half the episodes aren't anything substantial to begin with. Like they're just nothing happens.
If you think of what a chibi Godzilla show for kids would be like.
It's very much for kids, right?
This is it. This yeah. one's like chibi Godzilla's very, I don't want to say dumb, but it's almost like he's learning about the world.
Very young, doesn't know a thing, questioning everything. Thinking that lettuce is Mothra's egg.
That was great.
He flies. He sees Rodan. And he's like, I want to fly. So he jumps out the window. He flies like his classic flying scene in Godzilla versus Ghidorah.
Yeah.
Which was pretty great. It still manages to get a whole lot of callbacks. Did you catch Satomi throughout the show? This, I think it's really insensitive. I shouldn't laugh about this, right? She is looking after baby Godzilla.
Are you going to talk about a jumper?
And she wears, yeah, two different sayings on her clothes. One is oxygen, the other is destroyer.
Really? I didn't catch the destroyer.
There's oxygen and destroyer at different times. And I'm like, come on, Chibi Godzilla's dad was killed, or one of his relatives was killed by the oxygen destroyer. And Satomi, this little kid, you're just like, you've got destroyer written in bold lettering on your shirt. Oxygen.
For the world to see.
Traumatizing him.
Yeah. This show is cool as well because it's our first look in the animated format of seeing not only Chibi Godzilla, but some of his friends as well.
Mothra, Rodan, Ghidorah? They're all
those? No. Chibi Mothra, Chibi Rodan, and Chibi Ghidorah.
What did you think of Rodan's look?
He's fine.
In this show.
Because this is what, or the book at least, is what popularized the chibi looks for them.
Yeah.
Rodan's a bit weird.
He looks like a penguin.
Because he looks like a penguin.
He looks
an
like
orange penguin.
An orange penguin. His beak is just weird.
And yeah, you look at him, you don't think Rodan.
The end of every episode, it ends with like the music and there's like a little clip to say, watch the next episode with this little musical cue. Do you see Rodan during those scenes? He is bugging out. He yeah. is like, his model is slowly like rotating on its side. I think it...
No, he's like rocking back and forth. He's off balance and he falls on his butt, but it's not really
looks,
his butt.
It just looks so bad.
Yeah.
The animation in general of this, I don't know. Is it rotoscoped?
Not rotoscoped. From what it looks like to me, my untrained eye, it almost seems like it's been motion captured. Mo-capped?
Mm. Yeah, that's what it seems
like. Yeah, Chibi Godzilla at least, because...
The movements are just too janky to be traditionally animated in any way.
Yeah.
Like, the arms don't move in synchronicity. They don't... Like, there's always imperfections in every single movement.
Yeah.
And whether or not it's just really cheap animation, like, they couldn't be bothered. Or there was some... acting human element to it, I don't know.
And we're not talking like Planet of the Apes mocap. I'm talking like I don't even know. It's a choice.
It is a choice.
It's a choice.
And I didn't like it. I didn't like this choice.
I kind of like it. It's wild to me that there's only two seasons of this because it feels like with the production value, it would take like a day or two to make one episode.
Yeah,
by one person even.
Yeah, and what's funny about this as well is that like this was made for YouTube. This wasn't it feels like they would work as bumpers on like imagine watching Cartoon Network back in the day and you've got your favorite animated characters showing up in bumpers between shows.
Yeah.
It feels like these would work perfect for something like that, but these were just uploaded to YouTube. It's a web series.
It struck me as like if you were going on a train or a metro and you're waiting at the station, this is like you board the train. This plays on a screen for 30 seconds while people are boarding.
Yeah.
It's incredibly short form.
Yeah.
I do like it as like a little show for kids, though.
What was your favorite part? Did you like Godzilla thinking that his washing machine was Ghidorah?
Yeah, that was a good one for sure. I like him going around and making a fuss in the pool with Rodan and Mothra and going into, I think it's like the cold pool.
Yeah.
Do we have cold pools? It's like specifically a cold pool.
Like if we go to our pool, I don't think we've got
a cold pool.
We don't have a pool that's meant to be shockingly cold.
Yeah.
you know.
Chibi Godzilla doesn't like that. He warms up with his fire, jumps in. It's great. Like, I do like this. There's a lot of charming moments, I feel. It's just kind of fun to watch. There's Chibi Godzilla heating his toast up.
Rodan stealing all the donuts.
Yeah, there's a lot of cakes. There's a lot of episodes about cake.
Yeah. My favorite part, hands down, for I'm Home Chibi Godzilla was Satomi. Because there's a scene early on when, like, she's kidding around and Godzilla's wanting to be king of the monsters. And she's like, oh, Godzilla, I wish you'd destroy my company I work for. I work in this business and I hate my job. I wish you'd destroy it. Just joking. And then later on, at the end of the show, Godzilla's like, I actually literally want to destroy something. And then she's being like deadpan serious. And she's like, whoa, you're actually serious. Can you destroy my company?
Can you destroy this company?
Like, she wants everyone in her company to die. Satomi canonically hates her boss. Like, she just wants death and destruction upon the world.
A good influence for Chibi Godzilla to grow up with. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's not much to say about the show. Again, it takes less than 10 minutes to watch. You can check it out on YouTube. Definitely made for kids. I feel like, it has some funny moments, but a majority of it falls flat just due to the short form nature of it. The animation didn't really work for me, but I mean, chuck this on for your kid. We've seen this a lot on the show with these kid shows. Like, we're not the audience it's made for. A kid will probably get a chuckle out of seeing Rodan flying off with donuts.
Yeah,
well, you know?
This would be for like preschool age.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, Rodan flying off. Another episode I liked is when Ghidorah was there, Chibi Ghidorah.
Mm.
And Chibi Godzilla is asking him what he should get for Satomi as a gift.
Yes.
And they're all saying different things, flowers, candy, or money. Chibi Godzilla just gets stuffed. Blast him with his fire. Actually, this is the thing I'll say
Chibi
about
Chibi Ghidorah gets stuffed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the thing I'll say about the show is it made me appreciate Godzilla battle line.
Yes.
Chibi Godzilla is a character, is a unit in the game now, and he has like four different stages of his heat ray attack, which we see in not even the first episode of this show, but there was originally like a 20-second short for Popcorn.
Yeah, again, there were a couple of Chibi Godzilla shorts that were released before the show that were specifically for like movie theaters or for promotional purposes.
Yeah. It's fine though.
Yeah. I mean,
like, I'm not on the edge of my seat and eagerly refreshing my Twitter feed to find out when the next season of this is coming out.
Yeah, well, we got its successor, which we'll talk about soon. But Micah, I guess for I'm Home Chibi Godzilla, how many weird looking Mothras would you give it?
Now hold on.
Oh, you think Mothra looks good?
There's no way.
Her beak, her like mouth, it's just this little blob. It looks weird. It's like a circle. It's what's that thing? You know, is it a muzzle? A snoz? you know that circle on the face. It looks weird.
You know what's funny is that there is a word for this, and I cannot for the life of me remember what it is either. I think it's... No, because a muzzle is what you put on them.
Yeah. A nuzzle?
A nuzzle, no.
A protrusion. A facial protrusion. How many facial protrusions would you... protrusions would you give I'm Home Chibi Godzilla?
Like, this is hard for what it is for like a 30-second show meant for kids. I think it's fine. I'll give it 2.5 facial protrusions. It would be higher if they made Rodan look like not a penguin.
Yeah, fair enough. And if they made Mothra look better.
No.
We'll get into that.
Mothra is what brings it up to a 2.5.
No. I'm probably going to give it a 1.
True.
Or a 1. I'm going to give it a 1. One facial protrusion out of five possibles.
Are you saying that Toho making a child-friendly and child-focused even show like this?
It's just so lazy.
It's bad.
It's just so lazy. Like, the animation is janky. The episodes don't flow well. The intros and outros are so abrupt. It made me chuckle a couple times. And there were like one or two clever callbacks. The biggest one being Godzilla flying. But what are kids learning from this?
Oh, just fun times with Chibi Godzilla.
But was it really funny?
Jayship.
I mean, I'm not a kid.
You're not a kid. Get out of here, Jayshia. What were you learning from Caillou back in the day?
Caillou?
Yeah. That wasn't a funny show.
Yeah, I can't remember what I learned from Caillou. Or Hey, It's Franklin?
Now, that was a good... That brought me up right with my morals.
What did you learn from Ponyo, Micah, back in the day?
That's a Ghibli movie.
Oh, wait.
You're thinking of Pocoyo.
Pocoyo. What did you learn?
I think it's in the same vein as Pocoyo. And you got to say better than... Oh, hoo-ha?
The Boobas?
The Boobas?
The Boobas.
Oh, better than the Booba show for sure.
I mean, it didn't do it for me. If I was a kid, I'd probably see it better, but I just thought it was lazy. Which leads me on to Chibi Godzilla Raids Again.
Yeah, this is where things start to spice up a little bit. We go from preschool-centric show.
Yeah.
Chibi Godzilla not knowing anything about the world and getting excited, blowing birthday candles.
Mm.
To Raids Again.
Which is verging on adult animation? It's definitely
adult animation.
I mean, like, you know.
Watch out for Chibi Godzilla.
I mean, there's no guys in Speedos. But
it's a big change.
It's more mature.
Big change for the animation. It's gone from 3D mocap to just straight up like 2D keyframed animation.
But it's real stylized too. Like, even the border outlines are very cleverly, distinctly done. Mm-hmm. Each of the Chibi characters look a lot better, Rodan being one of them. But I mean, this show, it was 13 episodes. Each episode was about 3 minutes long.
Yeah.
And it first aired on TV Tokyo weekly. So this wasn't straight to YouTube like I'm Home Chibi Godzilla was. This was something you had to weekly tune in for, check your TV guide in Japan to watch 3 minutes of Chibi Godzilla Raids Again.
Though I do remember watching these as they were eventually released on YouTube.
Yeah, so I think they came out on TV before being uploaded to YouTube later. But yeah, this is... Chibi Godzilla's a bit more grown up in this one. He's living on Monster Island with his friends, but he is still learning life lessons as he hopes to one day be like his dad, Godzilla, the true king of the monsters. And he's befriending Mechagodzilla.
I'd say the show's main character is actually Mechagodzilla.
Yeah,
it's him being washed up on the shore of Monster Island and learning about the place.
And I gotta love, like, Mechagodzilla washes up on the shore. He doesn't know where he is. First person he meets is Chibi Godzilla. Chibi Godzilla, like, right from the first time they meet, he starts, like, gaslighting him. Like, he starts just trying to, like, make him as stressed out and annoyed as he can possibly be. He's, like, straight away using his atomic breath on him, straight away just, like, complete, like, asking him a question and completely ignoring his answer.
Yeah.
And I feel like Chibi Godzilla's character has changed in this, too. He's a lot less of a young kind of dimwit, and he's more of a mischievous prankster.
He's still a bit thick. I'd say, like, even unintentional at times. I think it's just part of his nature to be mischievous and... just naive,
yeah, but
in a very, like, antagonistic way.
Totally.
Unintentionally antagonistic.
Because you're right, Mechagodzilla is our protagonist. He is the voice of reason throughout this whole show.
Oh, he's good. You know who Mechagodzilla is? Oh, sorry, Chibi Mechagodzilla, isn't it?
Yes, thank you.
He's the Kermit of Monster Island here.
He is.
With all of these crazy characters around him, he's the one dude just trying to get on with stuff. Trying to genuinely learn more about the place.
Yeah.
Can you walk us through some of the characters we see?
Well, we get a few characters that cross over from I'm Home Chibi Godzilla and the Chibi Godzilla books that were released. Again, we see Chibi Mothra, who now has her Chibi Shobijin.
Yeah.
And they do a really funny thing where classically the Shobijin speak for Mothra, right? They do the same in this show. The Shobijin...
Since Mothra can't usually speak, they speak for her.
They do the same in this show as, like, the Shobijin speak for Mothra, even though Mothra can speak. But it turns out that everything they say Mothra's saying is just completely wrong.
Yeah.
They're just, like, pushing their own agendas through what Mothra is supposedly saying. And it was so funny.
This is such a great little idea for their characters.
and then we got... Chibi King Ghidorah, who they play more into his three distinct personalities from his three distinct different heads. There's a really funny scene where there's one real positive Ghidorah.
Oh, it's coming back.
Oh, Chibi Ghidorah? There's one real positive
a different character.
Ghidorah head in the middle who's like really cool about everything. He meets Mechagodzilla and he's like, hey, let's be friends, dude.
Yeah, two Mechagodzilla's like, do you want to be friends? Yeah. One of them's like, absolutely, being friends is amazing.
And then one of the other heads is like, piss off. Did they swear in this show? It's adult animation.
This is for adults, yeah.
One of the heads is just so angry all the time. And then the other head, again, is a bit dumb. And I feel like when he first meets Mechagodzilla, he's like, hey, you know, sometimes we can get in bad financial positions. You know, just let's be friends so that if I ever get into a bad financial position or you do, we can help each other out. Is that what he says? He says something like that.
I do not recall this in the slightest. Let me bring up the tapes.
I might have been completely wrong because something else about the show is it's so quippy and so speedy. And when you're watching it only knowing English, I feel like so many of the jokes go over your head.
I feel like a great joke, for instance, is in the cleanup episode where Chibi Hedorah is getting the Gan to clean up some rubbish. And he's talking about how every single piece of trash is remnants from the humans' war back when they were around. He's saying how this washbowl is something that they wore on their head so they could bash each other's heads in with hammers.
Mm-hmm.
How this mechanical pen was left over from the great, what was it, like exam wars,
yeah,
when people would cause each other so much pain and strife and stress.
My favorite one was the like discount sticker. It's like, this is a talisman of evil that anything it was stuck onto like created a war between two warring parties to see who they could grab the talisman first.
When the hour hand hits seven,
yeah,
causes demonic possessions to uproar on all of them. Yeah. But each of those jokes was like a little cutaway to a poster and just the fastest talking I've ever heard. People say that New Zealanders speak insanely fast.
Yeah.
You haven't watched Chibi Godzilla Raids Again.
No, you haven't, obviously.
But they do it so often. It's so great.
Yeah. We also had, I guess, we had Chibi Rodan who returned as well.
He's a narcissist.
I think that this is the perfect, this is the best portrayal of Rodan and his personality we have ever seen. This is the perfect Rodan. Would you dispute this?
I don't know if I'd say perfect, but I love it as an interpretation of him.
I mean, we've always said it that in the Showa era, he became quite snarky, right?
He was originally.
Yeah. And then they lost that throughout Heisei, Millennium, MonsterVerse. But this takes the Showa personality and dials it up to 11. And like, he is so full of himself. He's just talking himself up. He's like, the other characters barely mention Rodan and he's there straight away. And he's like, you guys talking about me? You guys jealous of my beautiful wings? Bet you guys can't fly. Monsters that can't fly are pigs.
Yeah, he says pigs.
And then anytime someone like disputes his statements or says anything slightly negative about him, he's got a catchphrase.
Rodan!
Rodan! He falls to the ground and hits his head.
Knocks himself out.
It's a great joke within itself.
I love the way that Chibi Mothra has to get him back up. It's like, you're amazing. You're so handsome, Chibi Rodan. All the monsters here love you. They have to really bolster him. That's great.
But he really just wants friends in the end, you know? I feel like it's the perfect Rodan. It's so funny.
And then we have Chibi Anguirus.
Yeah, yes.
And his whole thing is that his voice is dropped. His voice is broken. And now he roars and does not speak any English or Japanese.
No.
He can understand everybody else, but no one can understand him. There's a whole bit about Chibi Godzilla just guessing everything he's saying.
It's a whole episode that Chibi Godzilla intentionally gets Chibi Mechagodzilla brutally trapped in a like giant bear trap.
Yeah.
And they're trying to like, Chibi Mechagodzilla is trying to ask Anguirus for help. And it's just this whole episode about like Godzilla trying to translate what Chibi Anguirus is saying. And like
the Chibi Shobujin come along and they're doing their whole bit of speaking on behalf of Chibi. It's great.
This is some real great stuff because like Chibi Mechagodzilla like finally thinks he's understanding what Anguirus is saying. He's like, whoa, Chibi Anguirus, you want to be friends? And then it real quickly like cuts to Anguirus saying, no, like crossing his arms like he does.
Yeah.
It's a brutal show.
My favorite Anguirus moment is in one of the episodes with Chibi Biollante.
The last remaining character, yeah.
Who runs a bar, but the whole thing is that the bar serves no drinks and only dried snacks.
Just crackers and dried squid, baby.
Which is, that there's a whole episode on that, but there's an episode where it's revealed that she has a karaoke section of the bar.
It's my favorite episode.
This is such, I saw this when it first aired, and yeah, it's just great. The gang sets up a few songs. We have Chibi Godzilla with his song that he chooses.
Mm.
What's that song? It's the Godzilla theme.
Dun 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 dun
dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun.
So funny.
He's saying that, and Chibi Mechagodzilla is getting angry because there's no words to it
in the show. But you know, like, Mothra, you need to sing. You have a beautiful voice, Mothra. Sing your song.
Mothra, Chibi Mothra, we've picked this song just for you. Show the world your amazing voice.
Mothra opens her protrusion, and then straight away,
protrusion.
Straight away, the Shobujin just like sing for her. And then they're so annoyed when they don't get 100% on the
square thing at the end. It's like 70%, so-so, needs more synchronization. But Chibi Anguirus' song.
It's got this real classical tune. And he's just roaring. But it's the most beautiful song because the subtitles are like roars with power, roars with heartache.
Roars with a hint of mournful longing.
Just a hint of mournful longing.
Oh, 次はどれ?
Chibi Anguirus!
And he gets 100%.
Yeah.
No. Oh, he doesn't get 100%. The gang gets 100% when they all join in for the Godzilla theme song.
What do you think of Biollante? We had a watch party. We had a watch party for this in the Podzilla Discord. Biollante was doing things for a lot of people. Madame Bio.
For a lot of people?
People were calling her sexy Biollante. They feel like they, awooified her, is what people were saying. Do you feel anything towards Chibi Biollante, Micah?
I feel nothing to... No, I'm more of a bystander and... look, I wasn't for any relationships with Chibi Biollante.
But
you know who I was cheering on the sidelines for?
Who?
It's Chibi Mothra. She's got a secret little crush on Chibi Mechagodzilla.
Mechagodzilla and Mothra is the love we never knew we needed. The couple.
Chibi Mothra is the only other, like, sane and like straight character on what's the term? She's on the straight and narrow.
Yes.
And she's asking Chibi Biollante, like, I have this crush with someone on Monster Island, what do I need?
Is that when Biollante's like, first imagine yourself as a bowl of soup and put some noodles in there and then let the noodles soak up the soup and that's your brain?
That when she goes, that does a huge analogy.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's like, I also get very stressed and my body gets all dry and flaky. Chibi Biollante's like, you know, you need hyaluronic acid.
Yeah. Yeah. Just use acid.
Do I need the hyaluronic acid because my personality needs to soak up all the ointment around it? And no, just not. I know there's a lot of real small bits in there where it's just like very specific humor that is absolutely not something kids would ever get.
Yeah, like it goes dark at times when Godzilla's asking everyone, like, who's everyone? Here's a quiz. Answer, who's the hardest monster I've ever fought? And then one of the kaiju, without missing a beat, are just like, guilt. Guilt is the hardest monster you've ever fought, Godzilla. And I was like, whoa, this is funny.
That's deep.
It had like a couple of sequences where it does a close-up on Godzilla and Chibi Godzilla and Chibi Mechagodzilla's faces, and it's this real like hyper realistic SpongeBob like animation. Yeah, did you see these faces? Yeah. Which is funny. Yeah, I mean, I just loved the show in general. And again, this had way more callbacks and references and reverence for the Godzilla movies. Like, there were times when there were full-on stills of the Godzilla movies in this. Yeah. I think
in the karaoke episode, the things that were playing in the background of all the music was like, "Hey, say Burning Godzilla."
Yeah, and there was you see Chibi Mechagodzilla's room. He's got a little poster of his hero Showa Mechagodzilla, and like a Showa Mechagodzilla action figure. And my favorite bit of the whole show is that proper Godzilla's in this, Daddy Godzilla. It is revealed Chibi Godzilla is Godzilla's son.
Yeah.
We've got another kid for Godzilla. Like, we got a lot of offspring.
There's a lot of different genealogies.
We need to do a ranking one day of all the Godzilla kids. But it's so sad because Chibi Godzilla's whole thing is like, I just want to speak to my dad. I idolize him so much. But every time I go to talk to him, he steps on me and crumples my bones. My bones crumble.
Yeah, this is
whenever
wild.
I go to talk to him.
If I get too near, I get squished. When he hugs me, my bones crunch. I just want to be able to hug my dad.
Yes.
My dream is to become a big monster so that dad can hug me.
Godzilla's just canonically the worst dad ever in this show. I thought it was the funniest thing. But I mean, yeah, that's Chibi Godzilla Raids Again. I loved it.
Yeah, a few other little standouts for me is we get like the antagonistic red-eyed Chibi Mechagodzilla.
Yes.
As a callback to his Kiryu movies. We had like references to Shin Godzilla, Chibi Godzilla. What, he gets like a neck sprain?
Yeah.
And he turns into second form Chibi Godzilla.
Chibi Shin Godzilla.
Where he's just like a little slug squirting blood on the ground
blood
the entire time.
Just squirting out of him. Yeah, that was a funny episode.
Yeah. No, it's good stuff. This is real interesting for me because it's a show that has so many callbacks, but it almost reinvents all the characters in a lot of ways that we haven't seen before. Like you mentioned Rodan. I don't think he's as snarky as he is in the Showa era, but they give him a similar personality. They make him so narcissistic and caring only about himself.
He's got a monster ego, but a birdie brain is what they say.
A birdie brain. Mothra, we've seen her in the past and all of her live action movies, but also in was Super Deformed Godzilla.
Godzilland.
Her in Godzilland, she was like the mother caring for all of these people.
Definitely the most mature, yeah.
And in this one, she's still sane and she's still mature, but she's very shy and... I don't know, I feel like they give these new twists to all of these characters. Like, Chibi Godzilla has almost no similarities to Godzilla that we know.
No.
But they just give him such a fun personality that makes so much sense for him. Pair that with, like, S-tier humor. It's so great. It is Nick's brain, isn't it? Sleep's brain.
Sleep's
brain. That's what Chibi... Jaysha... How many sleep sprains did you get watching Chibi Godzilla Raids Again because you couldn't move your head because you were so transfixed to the screen? I'm going to give it 5 out of 5. I got 5 separate sleep sprains here.
Your Shin Micah, Chibi Shin Micah is right in front of me right now. He's got a neck protrusion.
I'm not Chibi Micah second form. I'm Chibi Micah fourth form. I went all the way.
It's so
great.
I am with you. I'm going to give I'm Home Chibi Godzilla 1 out of 5. I'm going to give Chibi Godzilla Raids Again 5 out of 5 sleep sprains. Just because it's so funny. It is, every single line is so well written. All the vocal performances are so good.
Yeah.
And embody the characters like to a T when we've never really heard them talk before. It's so interesting just how this works as like an iconic piece of Godzilla media. Well, it's just a 2D YouTube kids animation, pretty
yeah,
much.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's so stylistic. It looks so good. I love how it's definitely for a bit of a more grown-up audience. And yeah, man, some of these characters are just so iconic to me. Chibi Anguirus was my favorite. I loved him so much. When we were doing the Discord watch party, we did a tier list afterwards, like you said before. They wanted me to put Chibi Anguirus lower than I'd truly put him. I'm going to put him in S tier. Get Sexy Barlande down to F, you know?
I didn't do a tier list, but I'm saying right now, my S tier is Chibi Mechagodzilla and Chibi and Garrus.
Yes.
They were both awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, it's crazy that the show exists and within like the sphere of Chibi Godzilla as an idea, you have like quite a lame show in comparison meant for kids. And then you also have like a really incredible animated show in like a lesser, what people would see as like meant even more so for kids.
Yeah.
The way it's done. But like with humor that just surpasses really anything seen in the Godzilla franchise before.
Yeah. Great little soundtrack too. Cute little messages of like what to learn or take away. Every episode ended with like, let's protect our communities. Let's fight against inequality. Like it's got little cute messages that are actually quite heartfelt. I really liked it.
That's great.
And I mean, days before recording this episode, there was a huge announcement that there's going to be a new Chibi Godzilla spin-off series, sequel series that's framed around Godzilla Minus One.
I think it is called Chibi Godzilla Minus One.
Minus One. It's going to come out weekly from April 3rd.
This is so close. This is within the month.
After Godzilla X Kong comes out. That's not the end of our Podzilla journey anymore, Micah. It's Chibi Godzilla Minus One.
And this is same thing. It's like 3-minute episodes.
Yeah.
It definitely seems just like a sequel series to Raids Again.
Yeah, same animation. And they've set up a big landing page for it. And they've even announced some of the characters. Online right now, you can see what Chibi Manila is going to look like.
Looks a lot like Godzilla.
Yeah, this pink little squishy Manila guy. They have Manila. Shadowy outlines.
They have silhouettes who we're supposed to not know who they are, but any Godzilla fans take one look at these and you know who it is. We have silhouettes for Titanosaurus.
Ghibara?
And
Ghabara, right? We've been saying Ghabara wrong.
Ghabara?
Ghabara.
Ghabara. Ghabro.
Ghabara. And Gigan.
And Gigan.
Gigan.
Titanosaurus.
Gigan. And Ghibara. Yeah. So we're going to get a lot of classic Godzilla characters. And I love that they chose Titanosaurus, who's only been in one movie. Gigan, who has only been in a handful. And then Ghibara, who's only been in one.
Titanosaurus and Ghibara make so much sense. And then Gigan as well. He's iconic, but I feel like he's the character who, if you chuck him in this show, he's just going to have an insane personality.
Yeah.
Like, and he suits being in this show so much for some reason.
What? Who is Chibi Manila going to be? Because it's obviously not going to be... He's obviously not going to be Chibi Godzilla's son, because Chibi Godzilla is still a kid.
I think little brother.
Yeah, that'll make sense, right? The little brother, because Manila will still be the real Godzilla's son.
Yeah. Yeah. Even seeing the announcements of these four characters, I'm already like brainstorming on what their relationships and what their different interactions with each other are going to be like.
I can't wait. I honestly cannot wait. I know we say this for everything, but guys, if you haven't checked out Chibi Godzilla Raids Again, please, it's free on YouTube. It will take you under an hour to watch it, probably like 30 minutes to watch the show. And it'll become your new favorite thing. I'm just saying it now because it's so good.
I think there are a few more. There have been like 3 Chibi Godzilla books. I think there's just been another one announced recently. I might be wrong on that.
You're going to collect the Chibi Godzilla picture books? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Absolutely. But I'm real happy that this seems to be an offshoot that of the Godzilla franchise that is just going to keep on growing within the next few years.
Yeah, because this seems like the animated Godzilla project at the moment. This is Toho's animated Godzilla project. They just won an Oscar for Minus One, so there's obviously going to be more live action Toho projects. Yeah. And I'm just going to say it. And then we've got Monsterverse projects. So there's...
At the moment, there's 4 avenues. There's American Monsterverse.
Yeah.
There's Japanese live action, like Minus One, whatever comes on from that.
Yeah.
There's Chibi Godzilla. And then Godziban.
Yeah, Godziban's still ongoing, which we still need to get to too.
And I think Chibi Godzilla does show up in that.
I think
in
so
some
as well.
Capacity.
Yeah,
so Godzilla's alive and kicking, doing better than ever.
Very bright. There's going to be a lot of Godzilla content. But yeah, check out Chibi Godzilla Raids Again. Heck, check out I'm Home, Chibi Godzilla. It won't take you long. And next week on the show, we're going to be continuing with more animation as we tackle Skull Island, which is an animated series, an offshoot of the Monsterverse that came out in 2023 on Netflix. It has 8 20-ish minute long episodes, so it will take you under 3 hours to binge. Just like a long movie.
And is it canon to the MonsterVerse at the moment?
It's canon to the MonsterVerse. I think it takes place after Kong Skull Island. So it'd be very interesting to watch. We, over on our Patreon, have just covered one of the Skull Island prequel and sequel graphic novels.
Yeah.
So if you're not a member of Infant Island, our Patreon, patreon.com/podzilla, you can listen to that as well. Get a Skull Island fix. It's only about $5 a month.
It's crazy to me that we're now in the timeline of Godzilla. All these things are coming out this year, 2024.
Yeah, Skull Island was 2023.
Ended? The last few episodes came out in 2024. Is that right?
True? I don't think so. I think this was 2023. It still feels like
within the last 365 days is when these projects are coming out.
You're right. Yeah, you're spot on. And the little synopsis for Skull Island goes, shipwrecked in the South Pacific, explorers encounter a menagerie of fearsome creatures, including a giant ape known as Kong. And this is just confusing me even more when we've got Kong Skull Island. We've got the comic book Skull Island, The Birth of Kong. We've got the board game Skull Island, The Rise of Kong, or is that a video game?
I feel like they're overusing Skull Island.
And then we just got this, which is just Skull Island.
It makes it a nightmare to search up on Google.
What am I watching? I'm watching Kong, Skull Island. But yeah, we'll be back with that next week. We'll be covering Monarch the weekend after that to fit it in before Godzilla X Kong the New Empire, which we'll be covering the last week of the month. So
we're in the final sprint.
We are. But that's not going to end until we circle back to Chibi Godzilla Minus One and Godziban afterwards. So
yeah.
Stay tuned to the show. We've got a lot of Godzilla left. It's going to be a ton of fun. But Micah, I've had it with Chibi Anguirus. I don't even know what he's saying right now to me. What does this mean?
Yeah, I think he's been asking about French fries as a snack.
No, he's crossed his hands, his arms.
Chibi Anguirus, are you saying that people should subscribe to the Patreon?
Yeah, he's saying that. Chibi Anguirus, were you also saying that people should rate and review us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts?
Yes.
Were you saying that Micah absolutely sucked with his Oscar predictions and didn't put enough faith in Godzilla Minus One? Yes.
Whoa. Look. Well, is this Hamish in the ending song outro I can hear?
It's a different song. It's a different song.
Thanks for listening to Podzilla. Join our Discord server, tag us on Letterboxd, and follow us on our socials at PodzillaPod. The links are all in our show notes. If you're looking to help support the show and fund more adventures on Monster Island, check us out on Patreon at patreon.com/podzilla to get access to extended cuts of every episode and the occasional bonus app. Big shout out to Cassie Celine for our seasonal podcast art. And a quick disclaimer that all music and additional audio used in this episode belong entirely to the Turbo Company.